Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman here for AwesomeMode.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Monday, March 22nd. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all of our other content goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, so you can get updates to the sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. We round out the bottom of my top 10 with John Wall, Devontae Graham, Tyrese Halliburton, Malik Monk, and Jaylen Brown on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites, my top five plays for today? It's time to find out. Coming in at number five, this one's gross. Center eligible $3,400 Bismack Biyombo. Projected for 21.5. The goal is 34. He's in the optimal lineup 19% of the time. Charlotte's going to be without Cody Zeller today and, more importantly, without LaMelo Ball, but Bismack Biyombo is just going to see some minutes. I gave him 27, basically a 0.8 fantasy point per minute guy. Minimal usage, 12%, 7.5 points. Well, technically 7.2 points, 7.2 rebounds. You get a block and a half, pace neutral spot against the San Antonio Spurs. I don't have a lot of good things to say about Bismack Biyombo outside of his price. $3,400 for a starting center that's going to play 27 minutes or potentially more. Who knows how the game's going? You can't really get away from him. He is a nice value option center on the day. You can kind of sneak him into any lineup you want to save some salary. I wish he had dual eligibility. It's not all that important on a day like today. You're simply just getting a $3,400 Bismack Biyombo with Zeller out. If Zeller were to be out for, let's say, a week and a half, I think Biyombo would end up being like 4K or 4,100. Take the savings now when you can. Next up at number four, I honestly thought he'd be a little bit higher, but you can see we're stepping up in tiers. Shooting guard, small forward eligible Chris Middleton. He's 7,600, projected for 44. The goal's 49-ish. Optimal lineup 25% of the time. The guard forward eligibility I thought would push him higher, but 36 minutes, no Giannis Antetokounmpo today. So Middleton is projected for 1.23 fantasy points per minute. That's 28% usage, 24.5 points, 6.5 assists, 6 boards, a steal and a half, pace up spot against Indiana. Middleton is going to do a little bit of everything, like more than he normally does with Giannis off the floor. You can put him at shooting guard, small forward, guard forward, or utility. Swiss Army knife, going to be one of the more popular plays of the day throughout the day. It's not going to change. He's a top 10 guy today, no matter what. You're likely putting him in cash games almost immediately. Don't overthink it. Chris Middleton's fantastic today. And not just because I love him all the time. We're staying in Milwaukee for number three, power forward center eligible Bobby Portis. This one's the trickiest play on the slate. $4,100, projected for 27, goals 36, optimal lineup 28% of the time. I don't know what they're going to do here. They have a few options now, especially with PJ Tucker in the fold, that I don't truly know how many minutes Bobby Portis is going to play. He could play 18 minutes as the backup center for Brook Lopez and do nothing else. He can play 30 minutes by playing significant run at the four alongside Brook Lopez. That could also happen too. I'm not entirely confident. I'm giving him 24 minutes. That feels like a safe bet. And at 24 minutes, that's still pushing him to three. I think it can go significantly higher. And even if he only sees 20, because of the price tag and the positional eligibility, I don't even think he hurts you all that bad. 1.13 fantasy points per minute, above average usage, 13.7 boards, same matchup against Indiana. I like all the pieces here. You just have to be aware that Bobby Portis is a perfect GPP play for right now. The variability in his minutes is massive. That makes him perfectly set up for large field GPPs. If he's significantly owned, and I think that he will be, I probably wouldn't be heavy on him. I would likely be neutral to the field. If he's not getting a lot of ownership, it's a spot that I really like being, because if Bobby Portis plays 28 minutes today, he's almost essential in your lineups. At number two, we're going to center eligible only Christian Wood. He is 8K, projected for 46.5 fantasy points. The goal is 50, optimal lineup 28% of the time. Houston's without Victor Oladipo and probably some other guys too. I mean, there's constantly just guys out for Houston. 1.36 fantasy points per minute is where I have him. I have him playing 34 minutes if he's in. 28% usage, almost 25 points, 11 boards, 2.5 stocks. Pace neutral matchup against Toronto, which is fine, but playing Toronto isn't really a great thing across the board. That doesn't matter to me. Christian Wood transcends matchup. 28% usage is huge. He's going to take as many shots as he wants. It's basically him and John Wall as the functional creators for this team. Kevin Porter Jr.'s role has been reduced now that these guys are starting to get back. I don't think 8K is even close to enough of a price tag for Christian Wood. That's enough to put him in the number two spot. He's going to be in this list the entire day. Barring him being ruled out on a back-to-back, I don't think it's going to happen, but if it does, be aware he might be getting to Justin Patton or something tonight. But right now, Christian Wood, number two. Before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, and then follow this guy on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. It's the only way you can get updates to my sim results. Those sim results will come out around 6:30. I'm going live on Live Before Lock tonight with Chris Spagg, so I will put them out just before we go live, barring any crazy news. If there's any crazy news and you don't see the post, tune into Live Before Lock. You'll hear me talking about it. And finally, the no-brainer number one play of the day, Drew Holiday. Point guard, shooting guard eligibility, just 6,800, projected for 44.4. The goal is 45.8. He's in the optimal lineup 43% of the time, clearly on another planet than everybody else on DK. 36 minutes, 1.23 fantasy points per minute, 21-8-5. Same matchup against Indiana as Portis and Middleton. This one's a no-brainer. With no Giannis, Drew Holiday takes the biggest bump across the board for the Bucks, and he is priced like that's not happening. If Giannis happened to be out for a couple weeks, Drew Holiday would end up being like 8K. He's 6,800 with point guard and shooting guard eligibility. He's the number one play on the slate. He's the first guy you put into every single cash game. No doubt about it. He will be projected with the most ownership on the slate, at least for right now, barring any other crazy news. Don't overthink this one. Drew Holiday is the best play on the slate. You should play him aggressively today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Monday, March 22nd. No strategy show for me today, so check out the process show. That's already up on YouTube. Live Before Lock will be tonight. Watch the FanDuel version of Contenders, and then I'll be back again tomorrow with the process show, strategy show with Laffy, and another edition of the Contenders. Good luck tonight, everybody. I'll talk to you guys again in the morning.